have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Glory to God tonight. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Tonight is a blessed night. Tonight is a blessed night to be in the land among the living and not the dead. So we thank God tonight that can't nobody love us better. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. Can't nobody do us like the Lord can tonight. So we are grateful. We are honored. We are appreciative of this day that the Lord has given us another chance to get it right, another chance to correct some things things that we made a mistake on yesterday. Listen, we're not trying to go back on yesterday, and we're not trying to go to tomorrow, because tomorrow will take care of itself. But we are thanking God for what he's doing right now, what he's doing today, what he's doing this very hour, this very moment, this very minute. We are thanking God. How many of you tonight are in awe of what God is doing in your life? So can't nobody tell me he hasn't done anything for him, because listen, I would have to tell you that I'm sorry, but you are liars. Come on here, because God keeps on doing great things for us. He keeps right on doing great things for us, and for that we are truly grateful tonight. So listen, go ahead and call a neighbor, call a friend, and let them know that Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hunter is on the line tonight. Amen. And there is a sure word from the Lord. Amen. There is a word from the Lord tonight. Amen. And I think everybody need to be on this line tonight. I think everybody that will come back by replay would need to replay it again. Come on, somebody, because what the Lord is going to minister tonight, amen, is just a prophetic forecast, a prophetic release for the month of July, August, and September, mostly the month of July. And so we're going to take in retrospect of the things that he has given me to minister on last night. We're going to come tonight and do it on this broadcast, amen, so that for those of you who didn't make it on the broadcast last night, you will hear it on this radio broadcast, amen. We do praise the Lord. Hallelujah for each and every one of you that come on with me on Tuesday night. I thank God for your support. I thank God that you tune in. Amen. I thank God that he speaks a word into your lives. So we are fortunate tonight to be in the land among the living. We are some of the ones who made it. Millions of people didn't make it, but we are some of the ones who did. So for that, I'm truly grateful. I give God praise tonight. I give him praise for each and every one of you. So go ahead, tag somebody. Tag them on into this broadcast. Let them know that they need to jump on really quickly. They need to jump on, amen, because God has a word with them in mind. God knows the plans that he has for us, and they are plans of good and not of evil, and God does know our expected end. And so we thank him tonight. Amen. We do praise him. Amen. For all of the things that he's doing in our lives, all the things that he's about to do, we give him glory for it tonight. So we love the Lord tonight. How many of you love God tonight? How many of you say, listen, I don't know about nobody else, but I know I love him and I need it. We need God. Come on. We need God tonight. If ever we needed him before, we really need him now. Amen. So tonight we're going to just go over a prophetic forecast the Lord has given me for his people. Amen. I want you to, again, continue to tag somebody, call them up, tag them, or text them, messenger them, and let them know that I'm on the broadcast. Make sure you send them the number to dial in. Amen. So that they can join us on tonight. Amen. We want to get this word out there. We want to get this word to the body of believers. We want to get this word out there to those who don't go to church, the saints, the sinners. We want to get the word out. Amen. So that they can be blessed and have and partake of what God wants to do in their lives for this month. We truly give him great praise tonight, people of God, because he is worthy. He alone deserves the praise. And I'm so grateful tonight to know, hallelujah, that I'm his chosen. I'm a chosen child. I'm a chosen child. Listen, the devil tried to break me. Come on here. He tried to change my whole trajectory. But tonight I'm so glad that I've been chosen by God, that the hand of the Lord is on my life, and the devil in hell can't do me no harm. Come on, somebody. It didn't say that he would try to do me harm, but the word said it will not prosper. It won't work. It shall fall to the ground. We have power. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. We can declare it thing and so it be. So we can speak to the mountains, and the mountains got to move. Come on here. You got to know the power that you possess within. A lot of you are living beneath your privileges. You're living beneath what God have already spoken over your life, because you're too afraid to speak to your enemy. You're too afraid to speak to your adversary. I know there are a lot of you that says, well, I'm just going to be still. I'm going to be quiet and let God fight my battles. But guess what? God gave you a mouth to talk. Come on here. He gave you a mouth to speak. If he gave you a mouth to declare something, there's something. Sometimes you're going to have to confront your enemies. There's sometimes you won't be able to run and hide and tuck your tail from your enemies. Sometimes you got to look them eyeball to eyeball, and you got to stare them down, and you got to declare the word of the Lord
over your life, and you got to let them know that you know who you are. Because sometimes people think that because we're saved, we're stupid. They think that because we're saved, we are pushover. They think that because we're saved, we don't know no better. But listen here, listen here. A lot of times they take our kindness for weakness. A lot of times God will let us see them before they come. But we are still required to treat them fairly. We're still required to treat them like they're human. Amen. We don't have to let them know that we know their whole, as the people say, we know their whole life. We know their whole story. We know their whole history. We know who they're coming from. We know that the devil sent them. And you see, I love it when God does that. He lets you know that who they belong to. So you don't have to really be alarmed. You don't have to be surprised when you see their reactions or the way that they do things and how they carry on, their character, their integrity. You're not surprised because you already know that they are seed from the devil. Amen. So let us go into prayer this night. Amen. Father, we thank you. We give you praise and honor and glory. We worship you, oh God. We thank you for being our God. We thank you for being our Lord. We thank you for being a good, good Father. Father, we thank you tonight for these are people that have assembled themselves together, oh God, to listen in, to tune in, oh God. We ask that you speak a word into their spirit. We ask that you give them revelation and knowledge of your word and what you're trying to convey to them. Father, let this word fall on good ground. Lord, let it produce a good seed. Father, let it grow up, oh God, and let the people do what you've already purposed them to do in this timing. Father, we give you glory, hallelujah, for your word. We give you glory, amen, because you are you're just awesome. We thank you, oh God, for being the God of our soul, the lifter of our soul, the lover of our soul, the lifter of our head. We thank you tonight, oh God. Hallelujah. We just thank you for everything, Lord, that you gave us life and that we have it, may have it more abundantly. We thank you tonight, Father, for always having our backs. We thank you tonight, God, that you'll never leave us, neither will you forsake us. So, Father, we reverence you tonight. We honor you tonight. Lord God, we reverence your sovereignty. Lord God, you are holy. You are righteous. You are just. You are omnipotent. You are omnipresent. You are omniscient. Father God, you are every place at the same time. Behold, in the good and the bad. God, we thank you that nothing gets over on you, Father. No weapons that is formed against your people prospers. And every tongue that arises up against them in judgment is already condemned, for this is our inheritance and your righteousness is with you. So we thank you tonight, God, for all that you're doing. All things are working together for our good. Sometimes we don't understand it. Sometimes we may not see it. We may can't recognize it, but it's working together. Somebody need to know tonight that it's working together for your good. It's working together for your good. If I was you, I open up my mouth and declare that it's working together for my good. It's working together for my good. I may not understand it. I may can't see it. I may can't fathom it. I may don't. I just look. It looks like it's so bad that I can't come out of this. But I want to let you know that it's working for your good. And Father, we give you praise, honor, and glory. Amen. Amen, and praise God. Hallelujah. I want to give a shout-out tonight to Dr. Kimmy Kim and the Elations family. We praise God for you and all the work that you do, amen, to help us to get the message out to God's people, amen. And we just thank God for you, amen, and your love for the people of God. And you work tirelessly trying to make sure that everybody has a platform to be able to express or to convey what the Lord has given them. And woman of God, sometimes I know with the cares of life, you have a lot of things that you need to do on your own, but you work so to make sure that we are doing what we need to do, and you're pushing us. And I want you to know tonight, Dr. Kimmy Kim, the Lord says, what you make happen for someone else, God says, I'm making happen for you. What you're making happen for someone else, God says, I'm making it happen for you. As you open up platforms for others, God said platforms are going to be open for you. God said, hey, God, how about shit? God says, as you counsel as a business consultant with others, God says, I'm even enlarging your CPA business. God says, I'm getting ready to enlarge your territory. Get ready, get ready, Get ready, says the Spirit of grace. There shall be day. My God, I'm looking at offices. Oh, God is putting you on a high, like at the top of a building, glory to God. Well, you shall look. I continue to see the windows. I see windows in your boardroom. I see people looking down. I'm telling you, God is going to give you a view so that you will always remember what he done for you. That let that be a sign to you. When you walk into your new place, commercial property shall be your portion. And when you walk into this new place, you shall see yourself. You're going to remember these words. The apostle said that the Lord said there should be a bunch of glass, a lot of windows in my boardroom. God said, hey, my, that'll be a sign to you that the Lord is with you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we thank you, Lord God, tonight for that. Amen. I just thank you for the woman of God. Amen, amen, amen. So listen, you guys, this word has been fasted over, as I stated on last night. Amen. And we're still fasting on this word for the month of July. Amen. So here it is. God began to say that he's healing our bodies this month. He says, for the next 3 months, we are to take care of our bodies. He says, there shall be healing taking place like never before. For the next 3 months, God is doing a healing in our bodies. Amen. Hallelujah. This month, God will give financial wealth. This month of July 2021, God will give financial wealth. He's blowing on our finances. Glory to God. He's blowing. There shall be a blowing of a fresh wind on our finances. Amen. You shall see great gain this month. For everyone who's an investor, for every investment that you have done, you will see great gain. Amen. For everything that you, whether it be your 401k, for your stock markets, your bitcoins, or whatever you are putting investments in, whether it be the McDonald's Corporation, Nike Corporation, Tesla Corporation, and et cetera, you shall see financial gain, great gain this month. Amen. From your investments. The Bible, the Lord began to say supernatural increase for the faithful. He says, for those of you who have been faithful, I am putting my super with your natural, and I'm giving you, I am increasing you this month. There shall be rewards that is coming to the faithful. God is rewarding the faithful in this hour. Don't count it strange when you see your brother that was connected to you, and God begins to reward him. Listen, it's his time. Don't get upset because you see those that have been connected with you or connected to you, those that are connected to you, and God is elevating them. Do not get weary. Do not fret. Do not comp. Don't put your mouth on it. Praise God and celebrate them, right? Because God is giving supernatural increase for the faithful. God is rewarding the faithful in this hour. So for those of you who didn't throw in the towel, those of you who didn't collapse, you didn't fall out with God. You didn't get mad at God. You didn't murmur or complain. God says, I'm rewarding you this month. Amen. Hallelujah. Here it is again. Stock up again for the winter month. Stock up again for the winter months. So you have used your surplus, right, in your houses. But some of you have been stocked since COVID. And so you just, all you did was go out and replenish just a little bit because you still had stocks that have been remaining. So God says to get all those things that you have stored, go ahead and stock up now for the next three, for the winter months. Amen. Because, you may not be able to get out as much as you have been. So he says, go ahead and stock up. Remember the ants, how the ants, they're really small, but they're very tiny. But right now they're gathering, they're stockpiling their stuff for the winter months. Right now they're gathering. So when they do go down in the hole, hallelujah, for the winter months, they are well taken care of, and everyone that's connected to them. Amen. So we got to be like that. Amen. We got to have that ant mentality. Amen. Do not do a lot of self-care. Do a lot of self-care. You know, some of you have not been able to get your hair done, your nails done, your pedicures. Man, you may not have been able to go and get your some work, chiropractic work done on your back or whatever the case may be. Women, you may not have been able to get a massage, you know. But now, these next 3 months, God is allowing us to do self-care. We help everybody else. But then we are being neglectful to our own selves. We are helping and building with other people. We're making sure everybody good, but we're neglecting ourselves. That's not the will of God for your life. Amen. For that you don't take care of yourself is what I'm saying. We're supposed to deny ourselves some things, but you know, you're still supposed to take care of yourself. You know, amen, we got to take care of ourselves. Hallelujah. Because if you don't take care of yourself, ain't nobody going to take care of yourself for you. Amen. The Lord says, build your immune systems for what is here. Begin to build your immune systems for what is here. I gave you guys a remedy that the Lord gave me in March of 2020. Amen. And it has been working. I have people that are on it right today that's still on it. They have not had COVID. The Lord gave me that for COVID, for us to be able to fight COVID off or not to even get COVID. Amen. And so with that being said, the people I've given this remedy over large platforms, and the people even didn't know me, but some of them inboxed me after they heard who I was and when the Lord gave me the word to minister to them. But so a lot of people inboxed me. I gave them the formula. And so I'm saying that it's out there. You know, I didn't try to patent it or anything like that because it's just basic, you know, things. But we don't look at it that way because we're not used to taking vitamins. You know what I mean? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the Lord says to tell you that vitamins should be your best friend. They will be your best friend in this hour. Vitamins, herbs will be your best friend in this hour. Amen. The Bible, the Lord begins to say, remember to take good care of your body. Amen. What we eat or drink. He says, pray over everything. Remember, take good care of your body. You're only going to get one body. Now, for those of you who have gone and got implants in your buttocks, in your breast, or wherever you got implants, even in your face, you have gotten, you know, injections in your cheeks to make them larger. You have gotten Botox to you know, to lift up the wrinkles or whatever, to tighten up your forehead to make you look younger, as if you've had a facelift. Some people have had a facelift. Some people are now getting a liposuction and all of these things and putting it in the derriere, whatever. That's you're adding to your body. But listen, sometimes you go and have all of these procedures done to find out that some people, once they get it done, they're now becoming an addict. They go back every 6 months for some kind of procedure because every time they look at themselves after the procedure, they are not completely happy. Something is wrong mentally when you got to have all those many cosmetic surgeries. I'm going to say that tonight. Some people, when you see people having cosmetic surgery every 6 months, sometimes four times in 1 year, something is mentally wrong. Psychologically, they need to be evaluated, and they're supposed to be evaluated, but those people are being, I'm assuming that those psychologists are just writing off on it because a person have had 30 and 40 surgeries, different surgeries on their body. Something is wrong. And first of all, you are not happy with yourself. You're not happy with your self-image. You have low self-esteem if you got to get that many surgeries. Listen, people of God, you got to take care of your own body, the body that God gave you. We are in the shape that we're in, amen, sometimes because of eating the wrong foods and not exercising, yada, yada, yada. But let me say, God made every different size, every different color, every different shape, and every different ethnicity. He made every different, you know, all of things are different. So some of us had to be larger than others. Some had to be skinnier than others. It's just the way we're made. Be happy with the way that God made you because he made you that way for a reason. The way that you're shaped may be a testimony. God's going to get the glory out of your life one way or the other. So sometimes you just got to look at yourself and say, Lord, you said you made me fearfully, wonderfully, marvelously made in your image. So you are in the image of God. So don't let people and their opinions of how you should look cause you to get all those surgeries, and then you do it, and then you have problems later. Because with those buttocks injections or implants, things can go sour. They can become, begin to leak in your body, and now that it's leaking all in your bloodstream and causing you to look very, very funny from the back, causing it to get in your bloodstream. Your skin is breaking out. You're now having more problems than you've ever had in your life because you tried to look, to try to show that you had more in the back than you ever had. And it doesn't take all that, because you can be flat in the back. That's a man will still love you because of who you are. It does not matter if you're not a 36, 24, 36. Women, please hear me tonight. Stop trying to recreate your body to please a man. When you're doing things to your body, let it be because you want to do it to enhance what you already have, not based off of what somebody else, how they see you. Amen. Glory to God. I didn't mean to go all the way over there, but hey, it is what it is, right? Glory to God. So we praise the Lord. Amen. For all that the Lord is doing tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So listen, let God change our eating habits and what he's trying to do in our bodies. Listen, God knows what we need to have in our bodies. He made the body. He is the original manufacturer. He made these bodies. He knows how they should beat, how they should tick, how the blood should go this way, that way, whatever way. He made these bodies, how the bones need to be connected to this bone, the thigh bone, and all of these other bones. Y'all know the songs of the bones. Come on. And so with that being said, we need to let him tell us what to eat, what to drink. Because here, some of you say, I want to be vegan. Then some of you say, I'm vegan and pescatarian. So listen, you don't know what you are. Amen. You got too many things. Either you're going to be one or the other. But if there are sometimes certain vegan food doesn't may not have the nutrients that your body needs. So you need to let the Lord, let God tell you what to eat and to drink. If you will relinquish your will over to him in that area, I'm telling you, it will work. I'm seeing it work in my life right now. So I want to encourage you all to let the Lord lead us in what to eat and drink. Father, we just thank you right now that you will show us a more excellent way of eating and drinking. And Lord, and we just ask that you cover us, amen, as we try to do it the way that you say it. Help us to do it the right way, and let us not miss a beat in Jesus' name. Amen. So listen, I want you to know tonight that great health is your portion. Tonight I declare and decree over everybody that's under my voice that great health is your portion. Some of us haven't been able to do a lot of things or move around like we want to, but I want you to know that God said he is coming to see about you. There are some of us, when we get over 50, we feel like, okay, well, I want to do this, I want to do that, but it's just so many things that's getting in my way. For an example, you know, how sometimes, you know, you were early, younger, you just did a lot of things, and you just didn't worry about your health or whatever. Now you're more cautious about your health after you turn over 50. And so, you know how you just been running yourself raggedy, you know what I mean? You're just running here, running there, running for everybody, and you're worn out, and you're not really taking self-care, right? And so, but then there are times when you want to go and you can't go. Sometimes we can't go. Say, for instance, our legs are bothering us. Our knees are hurting. Come on. When you begin to get older, you begin to feel the pain. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. You begin to feel some of those aches and pains. You know, some people have Uncle Arthritis. He said sin. Come on, somebody. And you begin to feel things in your joints and muscles and all of the above. So the Lord says he's coming to see about us. So the Lord says when we give him our disabilities, whether it be a speech impediment, whether it be a list, whether it be a limp, hallelujah, whether it be whatever the case may be. When you give him your disabilities, then God will turn around and give you his ability so that you can do the work that he called you to do. Amen. Give God your disabilities so that he can turn around and give you his ability, and then you can be able to do what he called you to do. So he says not to worry. For those of you who are over 50, God says not to worry because he is getting ready to come see about us. I received that word for myself. Amen. Hallelujah. So after then he begins to say, some of you, God says, you're going to have to sow your way out of your needs this month. God will require you to sow this month. Some of you will have to sow out of your needs, meaning that some of you may have needs. You're trying to, you need a $10,000 down payment on a house, right? And you only have $2,000 and something. So the Lord would say, sow out of your need, meaning that you need $10,000, but you only have $2,500. And so you're like, God, I know I need to sow. I know because sometimes the Lord gives you a nudge. He'll nudge you. He'll nag you. I'm saying nag, but it's not a nag, but it's a nudge. But now if you don't do it, then the delayed obedience is disobedient. So if you don't do it when he tell you, it is like a nag, because it's going to be that, you're going to feel that feeling until you obey what he has told you to do. And so that nudge, he's nudging you to go ahead and do it, right? And so you saying, well, Lord, I ain't got but $2,500. I got a way to go. I don't want to give this. Because I don't, I'm trying to get this down payment. The Lord says, sow out of your need. And so what you're doing is you go ahead and give that $2,500 and at 10 a.m. and by 6 p.m., somebody have given you or sent a text or sent an email and says you qualify for the free $10,000 USDA program that will give you the $10,000 down for your home. All you have to do is stay in the house 5 years and it's free money, right? And look at God. You sold your way out of your need. You needed more than $2,500. You were at $25,000, but you needed $10,000. Look at what he did for you. You sold it on good ground. And by nightfall, there was an email telling you, you are now approved. Look at here. See, when you've tried everything and it seems like everything, all odds are against you, you don't have a way out, no outlet, and then here it is, you get an outlet. Soon as you release that money, God is able, y'all. He's able. He's done it for me countless of times. Amen. So God told me to tell you that he's sending help to the leaders. So for every leader on the line, everyone that will come back through replay, he said he's sending you some help. Some of you are building and plowing. You're building and plowing, and it looks like the more you build, the more you try to plow, then there's some that will try to come and tear the works down. And so he says to tell you that he is sending help to the leaders. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so promotion is here. It is time to celebrate because promotion is here. And we do know that promotion comes from God. God said to tell you that he's elevating his people in the realm of the spirit. You will see this month miracle signs and wonders will be in full operation. Hallelujah. You will see it in full operation. A lot of times you say, well, I'm looking for the miracles. Yeah, they are here in full operation. People with mental illness will get the help that is needed. Mental illness can run from depression, suppression, oppression, multiple personality disorders, schizophrenia, bipolar, anxiety, panic attacks. Amen. And so God says we're going to get the help that we need this month. Amen. Those that have family in prison will be released this month. God has given some of you the power to speak a thing, and it shall appear. We do know that life and death is in the power of the tongue. But for some of us, God said, if we think it and we speak it, it's going to manifest. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, God says the way that you're looking for him to do a thing is going to be a whole nother way. He says it won't be the way that we think he's going to do it. We look for him to do it this way, but he's coming a whole nother way, and it's going to blow your mind. He says you won't be able to fathom what he's about to do, amen, and how he's about to bless you. Supernatural success is here right now. Supernatural success is here right now. Your godly influence will open up many doors in this month. Household salvation shall manifest like never before. Our children's minds capacity will increase in this hour. They will know that the hand of God is on their life. God is going to have an intervention with them, with our children. Amen. He's going to have an encounter with them. Amen. And so, but he's expanding their brain capacity. For those that are in elementary, or preschool, elementary, middle school, high school, college, grad school, God is expanding their brain capacity to learn and download new information, more information, amen, so that they can be successful in this life. Glory to God. God is opening up our eyes to great things that he's going to do in our lives. Now, this is for us. Amen. Hallelujah. God said he's putting holy boldness in his people. So what we have to do is cancel our fear, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. So therefore, we got to cancel our fear because he wants to give us holy boldness, right? This is the month of stretching. God is stretching us. He's stretching everything up out of us. He's pulling it to the max, so that he can get what he need up out of you, so that you can produce what he's trying to produce up out of you. Amen. Because if he don't stretch you, you will be complacent. You will stay in your comfort zone. You would never move forward. You would never expand. Come on. God is ready to expand us. So he has to stretch us to the limit so that we will be able to stand something, that we can be able to take something. When he's stretching you, he's enlarging you. When he's stretching you, he's pulling you into places that you never knew of. He's pulling you into places that you didn't think that you would ever go. So God has to stretch us. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The divine favor of God is on the life of his people right now. There shall be divine favor. Hey, glory to God. Favor goes before. Favor walks with us. Favor is behind us. Everywhere we go, favor, favor, favor. The favor of God and man will be with us. Amen. God said, for some of you, you have been rejected. You've been getting no's on applications, credit cards, business credit, appliances, furniture, cars, houses. But the Lord said, go back and try me again. He says, reapply. Go back and try me again. Reapply. Ooh, glory to God. God says, pray and watch concerning Russia and China. Amen. Pray and watch concerning Russia and China. He says, commercial property as it pertains to God's people shall be obtainable for the people of God. We shall receive, we shall be able to obtain commercial property. Plan for everything. Leave nothing to chance. Plan for everything. Leave nothing to chance. Store up. Store up, people of God. Store up again. It's time to replenish your storehouses. Save, save, save. Save. I hope y'all writing this stuff down. Save, save, save. Hallelujah. Instead of splurging, save. If you don't need it, save it. Make you, you need 4 bank accounts, people of God. 1 bank account for your monthly bills to just come out of, just every month, all of your monthly bills. Then you need three more savings accounts. Another one you can save for a rainy day. You can have another savings account where you you just use for vacationing. Amen. But you need 4 good bank accounts. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your monies need to be, the banks are going to, I'll talk about that in a little bit. Just let me keep going. God is restoring in this hour. He's restoring. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, continue to restore our prayer lives. We need God to restore our prayer lives. So these are a few things that I'm going to give you that God says that we need to do. It's re means to do over. R-E means to do over. So God says relaunch. And relaunch means to reintroduce or restart something. There are some of you who started business in 2020 It has not really gotten up off the ground. God said, relaunch it again. Now, some of you who have been in business 10 years and you feel like your business is at a standstill, God says, relaunch. There's some of you who have been in business 20, 30 years and you know, you have your ups and your downs, but it's just really been downhill the last 5 years. God says, relaunch it. Then the word reset, he says to set again or differently. He says sometimes when you're setting things, to reset means to set it again. Some of us need to reset. We have failed at a lot of things. We have done a lot of things that we shouldn't have done. Glory to God, we have been out for the count, and we need a reset button. Come on here. God has given us another chance to what? Reset. He's given us another opportunity to reset. Reset some things. Reset it, reset it, reset it. Amen. The next word, reinvent. And that means to, reinvent, to change something so much that it appears to be new. So if you reinvent, then some of you who had were makeup artists, you started your makeup line, you started your lip gloss line. Some of you started your perfume. Some of you sell the oil. Some of you have different kind of businesses. But God said it didn't work out, you know, like you had planned it. Some of you stopped. You stopped pouring into your business. You stopped doing what it takes to get your business name out there. So God says to do it over. He says to change something so that it appears to be new to us, but it won't be new to you. So it's something that you already had in your plans to do anyway, but you never did it. So do that and let it be new to us, but it's old to you because you're just reinventing what you already had. Amen. Hallelujah. The next word is recreate. To create over, give new life, to create over. Give new life, create, recreate. Then the next word was reevaluate, to make a new or revised valuation. When we reevaluate things, you're going to reevaluate your vision in a minute. When you reevaluate things, you want to revise it. That means you want to update it. Come on, somebody say update. Hallelujah. When we reevaluate some things, we're making it new. We're revising the valuation, and we're updating it. Amen. God is restoring families tonight. I know there are a lot of families that need family restoration. And God is restoring. Investors are coming. Investors are coming. Investors are coming. I just say that three times. Amen. They're coming from the north, south, east, and west to fund your vision, to fund your ministry. Come on. Because some of us are building in different places now. We're planning in different places. And investors are coming to pour into what we're doing, and then the weight of it will be off of us because we got investors. Come on here. Thank God for the investors tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord is putting our names in the ear and the mouth of the wealthy. They will be looking for us. Father, put my name in every billionaire's mouth and in their ears. Lord, let them come find me to bless me, oh God, so that I can bless the kingdom. Lord God, I thank you tonight that you're blessing us tonight. Hallelujah. With new connections, kingdom connections, global connections. Glory to God. Lord God, have mercy. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. And the Lord begins to say that our vision is being awakened. Our vision is being awakened in this hour. The thing that we, there are things that we never thought we would do, and we have written it out. Now it's being awakened. God says, rewrite the vision, make it plain. It's going to speak and not lie, though it tarry. Wait for it. Rewrite your vision. Your vision needs to be updated. It needs to be reevaluated because for some of us, we might have made a vision. We might have written a vision 20-some years ago. July the 4th, I have been pastoring 17 years. June the 2nd, 2021, I have been in ministry 21 years. So I thank the Lord for that, right? And so the vision that God has given me, I have done everything, so now I need to revise it. Glory to God. I need to revise it, right? I need to rewrite it. I need to updated. Come on, because God has given me more vision. So you have to update your vision. Sometimes you got to take out the old policies and procedures and put in new, replace it with new policies and procedures. You probably added new people to the group, so you got to take out the old and end with the new. We got to always go back and look at what we have written down, and then once we do it, cross it out. Come on, somebody. And then you have to add to it. Come on, because God is always speaking. Every 5 years, reevaluate your vision plan. Amen. Hallelujah. Housework is through the roof, right? Hold your position until it changes. Hold your position until it changes. Amen. Don't mess up your credit, y'all. Don't mess up your credit. Hold fast. And in 2023, it will pay off. Do y'all hear me? Don't max out your credit. Hold fast and wait on the stock, on the housing market to change. 2022, 2023, it'll be better. Because guess what? There's going to be a lot of foreclosures in those years as well. And you're going to see a lot of foreclosures. And I'm waiting. I'm just waiting my time. That's all I'm doing is buying time. Amen. And so in the process of waiting, we have to do whatever is necessary to keep our credit afloat. Don't let any derogatory things come on our credit report. If we notice it, jump on it immediately. Amen. Because we're none of us are exempt for people breaching our credit scores, our credit, our social security numbers, our information. None of us are exempt from that. So you have to, periodically view it, right? You only get one credit report a year that you can order. But if you like applying for a house, they give you the credit report, just credit scores. So you can look at that most recent one that you get. Go ahead and dispute some of those things that's on your credit report right now. Dispute it, dispute it, dispute it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know that some of you, ready to purchase a new home, right? But the new home that I want to purchase, I'm just saying there's so many, they have really skyrocketed. Some houses, say for instance, I'm looking at a house $350, right? And so a $350,000 house, I would have to pay $700,000 for it, amen, just to get it built because of the simple fact of the lumber and everything, the material has gone up. And not only that, the material has gone up, you still may not get the house built. It could very well take what would have taken 6 months will now maybe take a year to build or a year and a half because they're not able to get the supplies in, as they were. So a lot of things are on hold. So and so you go get this house for $350,000 and they're saying, well, it's doubled now. So are you willing to get it because you're so anxious to get in a house? Are you willing to pay $700,000 for a $350,000 house, or can you wait another year? Listen, honey, this is our last quarter in this new this year of 2021 for those who go according to the Jewish calendar. Now, for those of you who uses a Gregorian calendar, it ends December is the last month. So if you can wait, 2022 is around the corner, right? Wait on things to change because it's just ridiculous, the prices of houses. I can go to a house and look at a house one morning, and I'm telling you before 10, 11 o'clock, there's about 20 people have, agreed that, had a contract at this house. So it's crazy. It's crazy. The housing market is crazy. So wait until 2023, it will pay off. I'm going to end that right here, right now, because of time's sake, but we do bless the Lord tonight. I'm so grateful to God that you guys are on with me. The Lord has more to say. He has you on his mind. Let us guard these words with our heart. Let us apply the word that so far that the Lord has given us. Let us apply it to our everyday life. We thank God for what he's doing. Amen. We praise him. We love him. We appreciate him. And so we're excited about what he's doing. We ask that you continue to pray for the apostle. Amen. Continue to pray for me as I am on the front line and I'm trying to obey the will of the Lord. Amen. So Dr. Kimmy Kim, at this time, would you open up the phone lines, please? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm so excited about what God. Amen. God bless you, caller. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Pastor Hannah. How you doing this evening? This is Minister M from Brookhaven, Mississippi. I just want to say I enjoyed the word on tonight and the thing that you were saying. I know they applied to me because I'm over 50 and I just still want to do the thing that I used to do because I'm very active, you know, outside. And I have to remember, you know, I'm older than my body, you know, I've been through some accidents too. So I have to just slow it down, you know, and I just say, Lord, just see about me, you know, because you know how active I love to be. So I enjoy the word on tonight.
Amen. I praise God for you, woman of God. I praise God for your faithfulness. I'm telling you, God is rewarding the faithful in this hour. Sometimes it may not seem like sometimes we have to go through, you know, a little test, right? But God is rewarding the faithful. Listen, let me tell you something just to encourage you today. I went to my new neuro spine doctor, right? And so they took a lot of x-rays, but they gave me 2 injections today, and I got to have some more things done. But listen, they gave me a back brace, right? Man, when I put this back brace on, you talking about I felt so good. I said, now this is what I needed when I was in Brookhaven. So I thank the Lord that he is coming to see about it. He told me self-care for the month of July, August, you know, and September. But even though September is going to have a whole lot of different things going on that he's saying. But July, he says it's time for us to do self-care. And so I want to encourage the people tonight under the sound of my voice to go to the doctor, see about yourself. Go get your test that is needed. Go and make sure that you check on yourself. You take everybody else to the doctor, but you won't go. I love it, woman of God, how you go and check on yourself. I don't care what it is. You remind me of my mom. You remind me of my husband because he listen, if his finger hurt, he going to the orthopedist. I'm just saying, he just, you know. So I just thank God, you know, for you. And I want you to be encouraged because there are things now that, you know how when we were younger, we would do things, right? And then, but when we get older, we look at it and say, no, that's not for us. You know, that was then. This is now. And so we're in the timing of our lives. We are in the best time of our lives because we don't have to try to push ourselves. When you're retired, you don't have to try to push yourself to do anything. You are retired. So you can move at your own pace. You can go where you want to. You can be bothered with folks when you want to. You don't have anything else to worry about. But I'm so glad the Lord is coming to see about you. He's coming to see about you and everything that pertains and connected to you. You can believe and take God at his word. He's not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should have to repent. Whatever he spoke, he's going to make good on it. He's going to make good on it. Oh, God, he thanks you right now. And so I appreciate God for you. I will talk with you later. You go in peace, knowing that there's nothing wrong with you, that all is well in your sanctified soul.
Thank you,
in Jesus' name.
Amen. And you have a blessed night. I love you more.
All right. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I forgot to say that they gave me 2 injections. So I'm a little moving a little slow, but all is well. Amen. Hallelujah. Caller, you on the air.
Hey, Apostle, how you doing tonight?
God bless you, woman of God. How are you tonight?
Fine. How are you?
I am well, thank God. Tell us what city and state you're trying to get from.
Mobile, Alabama.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Woo, woo. Mobile is in the house. Glory to God. Woman of God, the Father would have me to tell you, don't worry about the test of the class that you took today, God said, it shall come natural. It will be easy for you. The Father would also say, go ahead and for the August classes, go ahead and take them locally and just take the classes in out of town that you have to go to with them. All the things that you can take locally, go ahead and finish that because you're almost through. God said you're almost about to walk across the finish line. You only got this little portion left, and it'll be a done deal. It'll be a wrap. And God says, everything that I promised you are the things that you gave me years ago as a young girl, very young girl, between the ages of 9 years old and 10, from between 7, 9, and 10, the Father would say, I heard what you said. I heard what you told me you wanted to do, and there are a lot of things you wanted to do. Glory to God. I even hear you saying, I want to put my mom and dad in the house of their dreams. I want to put them in the house of their dreams. Glory to God. This is the first time I've heard that. My God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then you be saying, Lord, I want to make them proud, and I want to let you know that your mother and your father is proud of you. Your mother and your father is proud of you. Although we may not say it every day, or, you know, we may not say it in the way that you may want to hear it, but we are proud of you. Keep moving forward. Keep pressing forward. Don't forget about nobody. Listen, I raised y'all that if one got a piece of bread, everybody get a piece up out of that one little piece of bread, out of one slice. And listen, the further God elevates you, he's also elevating your siblings. But y'all connect, be jointly fitted together, and help each other succeed, supersede what people have even spoken against you. You want to supersede those things. Those word curses are falling to the ground. They are being dismantled right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you now, God, and we give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Go in peace, knowing that the Lord loves you tonight. Amen.
Amen.
I felt like preaching. I had to break myself down because I'm supposed to be in relaxed mode. I know y'all probably can tell I'm really just slow tonight. Amen. To God be the glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Caller, you on the air. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord is coming to see about us, y'all. He's coming to see about his people. Amen. He is coming to see about us, glory to God. And I thank him for that, y'all. I thank him. Amen. That means that he's not forgotten us. Amen. That means that he still have us on his mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory to your name, Jesus. Are there any more callers on the air that have a prayer request? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we just thank the Lord tonight for each and every one of you. Glory to God. We praise God because he's coming to see about us. Listen, promotion is here. Y'all better hear me. Promotion is here right now. Amen. Promotion is here. I have a little bit more to go next week. We'll get into it. Amen. Hallelujah. Ooh, Lord have mercy. Promotion is here. And the investors are coming, y'all. The investors are coming. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Lord, tonight. We bless you, oh God. So listen, if you would like to sow, amen, tonight to my ministry, you can sow with Cash App, PayPal, and Chime. The Cash App is the $ Sylvia Hunter, 1260. Again, that's the $ Sylvia Hunter, 1260. And the PayPal is paypal.me/Pastor Sylvia Hunter, all one word. PayPal.me/ Pastor Sylvia Hunter, all one word. Amen. We just bless the Lord tonight for every one of you that are tuned in. And for those of you that will come back by replay, amen, we thank God tonight. Amen. We thank God tonight. So listen, we want you to tune in with us next Tuesday, the same bat time, the same bat station, at the 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And on Monday night, tune in with us at the 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on Facebook Live, Keeping It Real with Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hunter. So I thank the Lord for each of every one of you that are tuning in right now. And those that will come back by replay, I want you guys to enjoy the rest of your evening. Remember, God is coming to see about you. God is coming to see about you. Amen. He's coming to see about you. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank God tonight. Are there any more callers before I get off of here? Last call. Final call. Well, I do praise God for every listener. Amen. I thank God for you guys. I love you all. Until next week, shalom. Shalom.
If I broke some hearts, I didn't mean that too. I believe the men and know something I have to come to terms with. I don't know who I am anymore. I've come to the end.